Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lance Blankenship. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Bordick. Batting third. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting seventh. The DH, Troy Neal. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Scott Brosius. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Moore. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Paul Sorrento. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Reggie Jefferson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenn Allen Hill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jeff Mutis. And now, play ball. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick strikes out. 2 outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton hits a line drive beyond short. Weiss can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Lofton. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Bordick applying the tag. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson strikes out. 2 outs. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal hits a pop-up towards short. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sorrento hits a line drive into left field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with more covering, for the out. 2 outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Whiten hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brosius hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Blankenship is 0-1 in the game. Blankenship hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bordick is 0-1 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive beyond second. Berger can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Weiss moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lansford is 0-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. There goes Weiss trying to get to home. Hill throws the ball into Alomar, who tags Weiss, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Bordick moves to second. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McGuire is 0-1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thome strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar hits a line drive beyond short. Weiss can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lofton is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Steinbach is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Wilson is 0-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Neal is 0-1 in the game. Neal hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brosius is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brosius hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Weiss is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mutis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Blankenship is 0-2 in the game. Blankenship takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bordick is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a line drive into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bordick can't make a play. That's a base hit. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sorrento is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrento hits a fly ball into left field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Whiten is 0 for 1 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tomey is 0 for 1 in the game. Tomey strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hill moves to third. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tomey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Troy Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal hits a line drive beyond second. Berga can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brosius is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Brosius hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neal moves to second. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neal moves to third. Brosius moves to second. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Blankenship is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blankenship hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Neal scores. Brocious scores. Weiss moves to third. It's 6-0, Athletics. Ted Power now pitching. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bordick strikes out. 2 outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tomey picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Tomey. Weiss scores. Blankenship scores. Lansford moves to second. It's 8-0, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-3 in the game. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brocious. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lewis moves to third. 1 out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-2 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jefferson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jefferson hits a line drive beyond short. Weiss can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lewis scores. It's 8-1, Athletics. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Whiten is 0-for-2 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jefferson moves to second. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-4, Athletics. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tomey is 0-for-2 in the game. Tomey hits a fly ball into left field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Neal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whiten. Neal reaches second base with a double. Scott Brocious is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brocious is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Brocious hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neal scores. Brocious moves to second. It's 9-4, Athletics. Thomas Howard now playing center field. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jefferson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiss for the out. Brocious moves to third. Two outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rich Gossage now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a pop-up towards first. Jefferson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sorrento is 0 for 3 in the game. Sorrento hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jefferson strikes out. 1 out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whiten strikes out. 2 outs. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sorrento moves to second. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tomey is 0 for 3 in the game. Tomey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 4 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to second. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Neal is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Plunk fields it and throws to first for the out. Steinbach moves to third. Wilson moves to second. One out. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brosius is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Brosius hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tomy juggles the ball. That's an error on Tomy. Steinbach scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 10-4, Athletics. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Brosius moves to third. Weiss moves to second. It's 11-4, Athletics. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Blankenship hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whiten. Blankenship reaches second base with a double. Brosius scores. Weiss scores. It's 13-4, Athletics. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bordick is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown pinch hits for Carney Lansford. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown now playing third base. Jim Corsi now pitching. Jamie Quirk now catching. Troy Neal now playing first base. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive towards first. Neal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.